This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Between 1960 and 2007, the share of disposable personal income spent on total food by Americans fell from 17.5% to 9.6% as the share of income spent on food at home fell. The Demo Memo blog says the average American household spends more on pets than it does on alcoholic beverages, internet service, prescription drugs, babysitting, and gifts of cash to family members. A new survey from Elite Daily and the Millennial Research Corps found that millennials, using traditional media sites as their primary news sources, felt more informed than their counterparts who used only online sites. A new study of agriculture in Illinois shows agriculture is a critical component of Illinois' overall economic well-being, contributing about $120.9 billion of total economic output, more than several other Illinois industries, including the financial, transportation, and construction industries. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told members of Congress on Wednesday that consumers could, in the future, use their phones to scan special barcodes or other symbols on food packages in the grocery store to learn about nutrition. A widespread work stoppage by Brazilian truckers continues roiling global soybean markets, boosting prices that had been deflated for months. The Federal Communications Commission on Thursday voted in favor of so-called net neutrality rules. That means the web would be regulated much like utilities, so no one party would receive preferential treatment. Each year, FFA chapters around the country celebrate National FFA Week. The week-long tradition began in 1947 when the National FFA Board of Directors designated the week of George Washington's birthday as National FFA Week in recognition of his legacy as an agriculturalist and farmer. The first National FFA Week was held in 1948. Today, the week runs Saturday to Saturday and encompasses February 22nd, Washington's birthday. AFBF was proud to host the National FFA officers during their visit to Washington, D.C. at the end of last week. The U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba, of which AFBF is a member, will lead more than 75 leaders from across the U.S. agriculture industry on a learning journey to Cuba. The visit will take place March 1 through 4. The trip will include meetings with Cuban businesses and government leaders, as well as interaction with Cuban farmers and agricultural cooperatives to expand understanding of the Cuban agriculture economy. For the past several years, agriculturalists have been told they need to share their story with the general public. But social media specialist Dan Tolan said at AFBF's advocacy conference in Washington, D.C., that it's really about learning, sharing, and connecting. He told conference attendees to be your authentic self, back up what you say with your actions online, and show that you authentically care, and that goes a long way. Nearly 500 Farm Bureau members from across America visited policymakers on Capitol Hill Wednesday to discuss the most pressing issues facing agriculture. The meetings were part of the American Farm Bureau Federation's advocacy conference. Farmers and ranchers representing nearly all commodities from 43 states gathered in Washington, D.C. this week to discuss top policy priorities and hone their grassroots advocacy skills. A group of 10 outstanding young farmer and rancher leaders was honored today by the American Farm Bureau Federation as graduates of the organization's 7th Partners in Agricultural Leadership class. The young agricultural leaders were recognized during AFBF's advocacy conference. PAL is designed to help agricultural leaders accelerate their leadership abilities and solidify their roles as advocates for agriculture. Graduates of PAL Class 7 are Jillian Beatty of Wisconsin, Jason Bunting of Illinois, Joy Davis of Texas, Shannon Douglas of California, Stacy Forshee of Kansas, Joshua Geigel of South Dakota, Katie Heger of North Dakota, Adam Hinton of Kentucky, Elizabeth Colts of Idaho, and Brandon Witt of Tennessee. Macoupin County Farm Bureau is pleased to offer a preventative health event. Lifeline Screening, a leading provider of community-based preventative health screenings, will host their affordable, non-invasive, and painless health screenings on April 10th. Five screenings will be offered that scan for potential health problems related to blocked arteries, which is a leading cause of stroke, abdominal aortic aneurysms, which can lead to a ruptured aorta, hardening of the arteries in the legs, which is a strong predictor of heart disease, atrial fibrillation or irregular heartbeat, which is closely tied to stroke risk, and a bone density screening for men and women used to assess the risk of osteoporosis. Register for a wellness package, which includes four vascular tests and osteoporosis screenings from $149. All five screenings take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package priced above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. Montgomery and Macoupin County Farm Bureaus will hold a members-only informational meeting on the proposed Clean Line Express Grain Belt Express Clean Line on March 16th at the KC Hall in Farmersville. The meeting will begin at 10 a.m. Featured speaker for that event will be Laura Harmon, Senior Counsel for the Illinois Farm Bureau. Illinois Farm Bureau strongly recommends that you consult an attorney prior to signing any contract. For more information on this members-only informational meeting on the Grain Belt Express Clean Line, please call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 854-2571. Green and Macoupin County Farm Bureaus will hold a members-only informational meeting on the proposed Grain Belt Express Clean Line on Wednesday, March 11th at 10 a.m. at the KC Hall in Carrollton. Laura Harmon will be the featured speaker. She is senior counsel for the Illinois Farm Bureau and focuses on member issues. Illinois Farm Bureau strongly recommends that you consult with an attorney prior to signing any contract. For more information on the Wednesday, March 11th at 10 a.m. meeting on the Grain Belt Express Clean Line, please call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2015-2016 school year. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university or trade school, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office. All applications must be submitted by March 20th. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.